We begin at the Old Cove Inn in Elena's room. Elena is in complete disbelief.
Cat got your tongue, Elena?
This isn't possible. You can't be Lewis Abernathy. You're dead.
Elena, I think you, of all people, would know even death couldn't keep me away from you.
What kind of sick joke is this?
It's not a joke. I want revenge, you bitch. I'll see you soon.
No. It couldn't have been him. Someone's messing with me. Someone is using some kind of AI to trick me. Yeah. Lewis Abernathy is dead. Or is he?
At Lawson and Janelle's apartment, Lawson is sitting at the kitchen table when Janelle enters.
Still job hunting?
There's got to be at least one job in this town I'm qualified for.
Don't give up, sweetie.
Oh, I'm past that. I'm like two clicks away from just selling feet pics.
You know, I had a friend who did that for a while. She made some really good money. But don't you hate feet?
I really do hate feet. But not as much as I hate being poor.
Last night I did see a now hiring sign up at the Perfect Brew.
Sawyer's Perfect Brew?
Tuh, that would be the one.
Janelle, sweetie, in what world would Sawyer Richie Rich Abernathy hire me? He hates our entire family.
Just trying to help you keep your socks on.
I'd rather take my socks off than work for him.
So, you're gonna apply?
Of course I'm going to apply. I really don't have many options. We got bills due. Ugh, could this day get any worse?
I'll get it.
If it's my self-respect, take a message.
Janelle opens the door, but no one's there. She looks around the hallway, and it's empty. She glances down and sees a box.
It's a box with your name on it.
What?
Lawson joins Janelle at the door, and they both stare at the package.
Go on, pick it up.
It's addressed to you.
Lawson picks up the box and sits it on the kitchen table. He grabs a knife and opens the package. They both look inside.
Oh, God.
Ooh, girl, that's a lot of blood. I think I'm going to be sick.
Within the box lays a heart.
Is that a human heart?
We both took bio at the same time and got D's. Do you think I know what kind of heart that is?
I really hope that's not a human heart.
Who's there?
Dumbass, that's like rule number one. Never ask who's there.
A note is slid under the apartment door.
I bet that's for you.
I bet you're right, which is why I'm just going to leave that right there.
Pick it up!
Lawson picks up the note and opens it.
What does it say?
It says, I heard you like ripping out hearts. I think this might be for you this time.
Back in Elena's room at the Old Cove Inn.
It's a joke. Of course it's a joke. It has to be. Lewis is dead.
There's a knock at Elena's door. Elena goes to open the door.
You!
Hello, Elena. Surprised to see me?
How did you get out of jail?
I guess I, too, have friends in high places. And honestly, we both know you weren't in any hurry to get me out. Aren't you going to invite me in?
Wait a minute. You're behind this, aren't you?
What are you talking about?
Oh, don't pretend. I know you set up that phone call to scare me. Well, too bad for you. I'm not stupid.
You're off your rocker, lady.
You think that you are so clever calling me pretending to be Lewis? I'm not going to fall for it. I can see right through you.
Listen, crazy. I think your imagination is playing tricks with you.
I know that you're trying to get back at me, but I'm not going to fall for it.
Elena, I have no idea what you're talking about. I just need a place to stay. So let me in. You owe me that at least.
I don't think so. Goodbye, Harley. Enjoy the rest of your putrid little life.
Elena slams the door. Harley smirks.
Well, Richard, you were right. This is fun. Elena's finally going to get what she deserves.
As Harley leaves, Elena is in her room, pouring herself a drink.
Your pathetic excuse of a plan was no match for my wit. Wait a second. How could Harley have pulled that kind of scheme off before she got out of jail? No. There's something off about all this.
The cracks are forming, and I, for one, can't wait to see what else Sutton and Richard have planned for Elena.
We will return to Tomorrow's a New Day after these messages.
Hello, I'm Dan White, creator and host of Out With Dan, a weekly podcast that highlights LGBTQ+ authors, characters, and our allies. Out With Dan can be found on all podcast outlets, including Apple, Spotify, and Amazon.
Can true love survive a world of shadows and secrets? Discover the gothic soap, To Benight and Beguile, written and created by John Phillips Betancourt. Read new chapters of this supernatural series every Monday through April, posted on all social media platforms, and follow along at benightandbeguile.com. If you dare.
Meanwhile, at Lily's apartment, Janelle and Lawson are speechless.
Janelle, someone has to know I killed Teddy.
Don't be a drama queen. I'm sure the note was meant for someone else. Maybe they got the wrong apartment.
No, this was meant for me. We aren't safe here.
If whoever this is wanted to get you, they would have just broken down the door. Instead, they left you that disgusting present. Someone's just screwing with you.
I can't keep living like this, always watching my back. I should just turn myself in.
No, I won't let you do that. That bastard got what he deserved.
Well, then I really need to get out of Old Cove.
Where are you going to go? Sri Lanka? Bora Bora?
Bora Bora would be nice.
I'm sure it would, and I would totally come with you, but that's not the point.
The point is, I don't want to die.
You aren't going to die. Lawson, trust me. As long as I'm here, you're safe. Shit.
What?
The heart. What are we going to do with it?
That's a really good question. Perhaps we should call Drake.
Normally, I'd be on board with calling Drake, but I don't think we should.
You're right. We don't know this was for me.
Home address. Yeah, that's all it was.
So we're really going to live in denial?
Lawson and Janelle awkwardly laugh as a shadowy figure watches from afar. Returning to Sutton and Richard, Richard opens the door to Harley and Diana.
There you are, ladies. Pizza comes faster than you two. So, did it work?
Harley and Diana enter and shut the door.
Hook, line, and sinker. She thought I was the one who arranged the telephone call. She wants nothing to do with me.
Perfect. Now you can help us, and she won't suspect a thing.
I would really like to know how you did it. How did you make her think it was Lewis?
Hey, Lamb, Sutton, why don't you come out and show our guests how it all works?
Who's Sutton?
Sutton enters the room, leaving Harley speechless.
It can't be possible. You're dead.
Lewis is still dead, but I'm not. It's called plastic surgery and extensive voice lessons. Sutton Abernathy Donovan. Nice to meet you, Harley.
You're related to the Abernathys?
Yes. And we're here to get what's ours.
So why do you want my help?
We need you to help us get rid of Elena. She's far too much trouble.
Oh, trust me. I know.
And Elena was very close to Lewis. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, but that was back when they were teenagers.
What? I didn't know Lewis and Elena went back that far.
He was her first love. It doesn't really get talked about.
Now, I know I can probably fool the children, but I'm not so sure I can fool Elena, especially with all of their history.
So you want my help in getting her out of the picture?
And once she's gone, Sutton will waltz right in and get access to everything.
I'm interested to see how Sutton and Richard's plans proceed. You know, since I'm dead.
You give me $1 million and you've got a deal.
Well, your freedom wasn't enough.
Look, you want me to take down my sister? I'm gonna need a little something extra to agree to it.
Ah, all these Walston craps are all the same. What do you think, honey?
This bitch is trying to play us. But I'm here for it. You got a deal. But once we are done, I don't want to see your ass ever again.
I'll be nothing but a distant memory. I spend the rest of my life with a drink in my hand and a cabana girl in my bed.
That a girl. So, you're on board?
Let's bring the house down on that evil bitch.
Sutton laughs as Richard pours drinks. They toast to a bright future. Our story will continue with the next episode of Tomorrow's a New Day.